the news.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, March 9th, 2015. A happy belated birthday to our very own Myra J. Celebrated yesterday. And Sean Jennings, also known as...
Shiny Mac.
Thousands of people crowded on an Alabama bridge yesterday, jammed shoulder to shoulder, many unable to move to commemorate the bloody confrontation 50 years ago between police and the peaceful protesters that helped to bring about the 1965 Voting Rights Act. And as many people have said, that is a day worth remembering, but the fight does continue as the voting rights of many have been submerged.
Text me if you were there. 646464.
The fatal shooting of an unarmed black 19-year-old by a white police officer, and it has happened again. Authorities say the policeman fired after he was assaulted, prompting protesters over the weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, to take to the college town streets with chants of Black Lives Matter. The city's police chief says he understood the anger, assuring demonstrators that his department would defend their rights, as he implored the community to act with restraint. And it all happened Friday night when Tony Robinson died after being shot in his apartment following a confrontation with Officer Matt Kenny, who said that he had to force his way inside after hearing a disturbance while responding to a call. And they say that Kenny was injured but did not provide details. It also wasn't clear whether Tony Robinson, who died in the hospital, was alone. Yesterday was the year anniversary of the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. And now people are still asking questions why and when the plane, including the occupants, will be found. And the search, they say, has been hampered by airline mistakes and also the fact that the flight, they believe now, was flown off course deliberately. Nick Gordon, so racked and so out of it on drugs and alcohol before his interview with Dr. Phil,
he couldn't even messed up before the interview.
They said he could not even walk and was pushed around on a luggage cart. They say that Nick was staying at an Atlanta hotel for what he believed was an interview with Dr. Phil, when in fact it was an intervention staged by his mom. And the lawyer would not allow him to talk about anything connected, obviously, with the events that led up to Bobby Christina's tragedy. His mom did most of the talking, and told Dr. Phil that her son was deep into booze and Xanax, and he was so messed up he could barely form sentences.
When is the interview?
It's going to happen on Wednesday.
So the interview is more with Nick Gordon's mom.
It's
mother?
More the mother talking and Nick.
Because Nick Gordon was too wasted?
He was wasted, and they said he realized that this wasn't going to be an interview as much as it was an intervention to get him into rehab. And that's when he went off. So it's another sad part of this. And where Bobby Christina's family was saying, please don't interview him because of the concerns as to what role he played in her being found in the bathtub.
And I read where, because of her age, they say that she might survive. But
what will be her condition?
What will be her condition?
Yeah. Are you ready for the Apple Watch, Jay?
The Apple Watch.
Gotta have it. It's Apple anything. I'm being pimped.
It's a watch.
It's a watch.
It's a computer.
It's everything.
It's an iPad. It's a phone. It's a watch.
And it's a piece of fruit. but they are saying that this is the presentation today of the Apple Watch and the first new product since 2010's iPad. Those are your headlines.